Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're continuing a powerful conversation with Clay and Tanya Coburn. Clay, just not after feeling well, even to the point of just suicidal thoughts, even though he was a young man around the age of 50, finally went and saw a neurologist and got the news that nobody wants to get, that you have Parkinson's. And they've been sharing the first two programs this week just about that journey and just being real and raw and yet sharing how God was faithful. If you missed those first two 14-minute programs, really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.org. That's hopeishere.org. Or wherever you listen to podcasts, we're on all the platforms, iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and just know that you would be so blessed by those programs. All right, so we close out yesterday's program, Clay and Tanya, with Tanya, you've done all this research, you're a PA and have a great medical background, yet you're still, you know, not sure, it could be a scam, but you talk to your boys, they're like, yes, we're in, maybe this will help dad get healthy, but you've got to leave the country to do this, it's not FDA approved, but you finally got peace, and then talk to us about getting there. I mean, this was a journey in itself, so.
Where do you want me to start?
Well, let's start from in the very beginning. Once we decided it was a go, we started telling everyone about it. We were trying to make arrangements to manage the money cost of everything.
And then Clay decided no new truck.
So Clay was not going to get a new truck, probably ever at this point. But he was getting excited about the possibility of some change and the hope that life didn't have to be what we thought it was going to be, or as grim as we thought it was going to be.
And with this being an experimental drug, we didn't know what extreme is it. Is it, 100% back to normal? Is it 10%? In my mind, my hope was that at the bare minimum, it would just stop or drastically slow progression, because I could see that the disease was getting worse just within a few months. And there again, some people it will move quicker, some people it will move slower. It's a person by person thing how it affects each individual.
But with that being said, his process had taken a few years. He had really, when we looked back, he had really started having issues 4 to 5 years ago. So it's not, even though his symptoms were getting worse over the past few months, I think sometimes that happens, that you'll have a span where you're fairly stable and then you kind of take a dip for a while and then you have a span when you're normal. So we were praying. We were trying to get airlines and do all the things that you do to get ready to go. And the week before we left, we had lots and lots of people just praying for us. That's something that was a little difficult for Clay. Clay is typically the person that does the praying for people. So having people come to our home and just love on us and pray for us and take us to the throne, you know, on our behalf.
It was extremely humbling. And that, I think, through this whole disease and so many diseases, doesn't really matter what the severity is, but they're incredibly humbling. They're taking something away from you. They're taking health away from you in some way, shape, or form. And that's humbling, because I think as a male especially, we think, we're going to live forever, we're going to provide for our family and, see grandkids. And all those thoughts were going away because they more than likely would not happen, at least in a state that I could enjoy them. So that was a big deal, which was getting us, I think, and me especially, even more excited about what the options could be, the other side of this experimental treatment.
So people continued to pray. They prayed that if, I think we mentioned it in our last session, that if something did not happen that's life-changing for Clay's health, that at least we could be a ministry to someone else through this whole process. And just a little foresight, that has been able to happen, so that's super exciting and something we can talk about in a little bit. Yeah. But God has really just moved a lot in our life since we just decided to trust Him. Since we said, you know what, God, you're in control, and we're just going to follow your lead.
And there again, that's a very difficult thing to do, especially for someone who is a male It's hard to let go because you're controlling, okay, what time you wake up in the morning, what time you eat, and then this, okay, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there, I'm going to do this, but letting go and letting God is very difficult to do. So that was a big step for me, especially.
So we got our airlines, we got everything ready to go. The week prior to our trip, it ended up being fully funded by family and friends, which was a game changer for us. We were going to have to take out a loan. We were going to have to do some different things to make it happen. But with the help from family and friends, we didn't have to do any of that. So we thank everyone for loving us and supporting us in this mission.
God provide.
God provided. And so there's so many things that God provided the week before we went. And they're all kind of funny. But one of them that stood out, aside from the financial aspect, obviously, but one stood out is on Sunday morning before we left on Wednesday. A lady at church just came up to me and she just said, "I want you to know we've been praying Isaiah 54:17 over you and your husband." And Isaiah 54:17 says that there should be no weapons forged against you. And so she said, she looked me in the face and she said, "Satan may try to do something on this trip to keep it from happening, but God will take care of it." And so I was kind of rattled anyway that week. We were kind of getting ready to go when I thanked her. And then later that day, I went to get my neck worked on in a massage. And this lady is a very God-serving, spirit-filled lady. And she was working on my neck with one hand and had the other hand raised to the heavens and praying and thanking God because she knew, I didn't know her, but I had gone in and said, "Going out of the country, experimental treatment. I need to be able to take care of my husband." So she's praying for Clay while she's working on my neck. And before we left, she said, "I would like to pray for you before you leave." And I said, "Okay." And she put one hand on my head and one hand on my stomach, and she started praying Isaiah 54:17. Now, I don't know about you, but there are a lot of verses in the Bible. And two people who know nothing about each other pray the same verse over me in one day. That was God telling me that it was going to be okay. And I left that session going to someone's house that was wanting to pray for Clay and I, knowing that God was going to take care of this. Didn't mean it was going to be perfect, but we were going to be okay. So fast forward a few days, we're on the plane and we're getting ready to leave and the flight's on time and we get to the tarmac and the guy comes over the sound system and says, "Just wanted to let you know we're sorry, but there's going to be a 30-minute delay." Well, we had a 45-minute layover in Atlanta, and with Clay, it's very difficult after sitting for a period of time. Getting up and moving is very difficult. So getting him from one gate to the other gate in Atlanta in 45 minutes was going to present a little bit of a challenge. If we're 30 minutes delayed, and that gives us 15 minutes to get from point A to point B, or 10 minutes by the time you get off the plane, then that's even more difficult. So I sat there, and both of those ladies' Bible verse came back in my head. So I started praying Isaiah 54:17. We did land on time. We made it, and we landed in St. Thomas on time, all as scheduled, which was another God thing that was just a little funny God thing that happened on the way. So one big thing about traveling to the BVI to get his treatment is when they told us we could go, they told us that we could fly through St. Thomas or we could fly from Puerto Rico directly to Tortola, and that's where our treatments were. The higher-ups in the company go directly to Tortola. They don't go through St. Thomas. We, however, chose to go through St. Thomas just because it was easier for us. So I had planned on getting us there 2 days in advance, just in case there were any delays. But 2 days is a long time to worry if you've been scammed, right? So all the way there and then 2 days to think about it, I'm like, what have we done? Is this okay? God, are you really taking care of us? And so we landed in St. Thomas and we were getting our luggage and I saw someone I recognized and I'm not one to go up and talk to people I don't know, but I recognized the man's face. And so I thought, I'm going to go just say something to him. Now, remember, the higher-ups have not flown through St. Thomas up to that point. So I walked up to this man, and I said, "Is your name Dan?" And he said, "Yes, I am. And who are you?" And I said, "My name is Tanya, and my husband is your patient this week." He was the CEO of the company that was doing the treatments. who had up to that point never flown through St. Thomas to get to the BVI. And God had put him there at that moment to let us know that it was going to be okay. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt at that point that this was not a scam. It was for real. And we were all going to be okay.
Still not knowing if it would improve my situation. Again, this is all an experiment. But knowing that God was in this beyond a shadow of a doubt, that just allowed us to relax somewhat. So it was nice. So from that point on, we hopped on a boat and had an hour ferry ride over to Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. And through that time, we got to know Dan and his wife, Vika. Dan explained more of the company and how it works, and as well as what their hope was for this Parkinson's treatment, and even other treatments down the road that they hope to do with this same molecule that they are working with. So that was all very reassuring and enjoyable, and it took so much of the stress away from us.
And what we found during that time, also the whole afternoon with them and then the whole week of treatments with them, is that these people are not there to make money. They're not there to benefit themselves. They're there to take care of people who can't take care of themselves necessarily by giving them an opportunity to be better.
Giving them hope.
And by giving them hope. And that's exactly what they did for us. They loved on us. They gave us the gave Clay the treatments. They took time to let you know that they cared about you and that they cared about how you were doing. And they've continued this journey. We have been home for 4 months. And they have continued this path with us to make sure that Clay is okay. Clay was actually human lab rat number 40, and there has now been 70 people treated. The goal of this drug is it's a spray in the nose, and the goal of the medicine is to increase angiogenesis, which means it helps to develop new blood vessels in the brain, because it's felt that maybe in Parkinson's, one of the problems that the dopamine is not being produced is that there's a chance that maybe there's not enough blood and oxygen supply getting to that area of the brain. So if there's new blood vessels that are developed that can get the blood supply to that area, maybe there's a chance that some of these symptoms can be improved. And so that's what the goal of the medicine is.
And not just in Parkinson's, but in other brain disorders and brain diseases as well.
So possibly in stroke, hopefully in autism.
Alzheimer's. There's just a huge list of possibilities for this molecule to fix some things that nature's trying to alter.
So the future of this drug could be huge for lots and lots of people.
Well, just such a powerful, powerful story. I just think God's a God of details. He did it from the plane connection to the CEO of the company flying a different way. He's never flown. I'm sure that lessened, Tanya, for you, some of the worry and anxiety, knowing, hey, this is not a scam. And then I love that Clay's number 40. Human lab rat number 40. God did a lot of things in 40 days, and we'd actually just done a message series just a few weeks before that at Gardenside Christian Church, and so God, 40 is a big number, and so I just love the details. But you're going to hear about going through these treatments and just some of the things that God did, and they wanted to do ministry through this process. And when you invite God to be a part of whatever season of life you're going in, He always shows up, and man, He really showed off during this time. So make sure you don't miss tomorrow when we'll continue our conversation with Clay and Tanya Coburn on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.